For this assignment, I want to dive into the world of conspiracy theories. I thought it would be interesting to curate content that would subtly nudge the viewer into believing crazy things, much like real algorithms do on platforms like TikTok and YouTube. To do this, I chose the most absurd conspiracy theory I knew of that wasn't too damaging or dangerous. That Finland doesn't exist. My target audience for the project was people already into conspiracy theories, since it would be almost impossible to convince someone not into them that a whole country doesn't exist. Throughout, I intentionally used sentences like, intrigued? You should be. That means you have a curious mind to target this subset of people to avoid the negative stigma of conspiracy theories and replace it with a positive characteristic of curiosity. I also never used the word conspiracy theory for that same reason. The end goal was simple, to convince my audience that Finland doesn't exist. Starting out the project, I had a paragraph about Finland where I asked random facts about the country to highlight that the majority of people don't actually know much about it. Of course, not knowing the Prime Minister of Finland doesn't mean that the whole country doesn't exist. But for my purposes, it was enough of a hook to get conspiracy fans interested. Next, I intentionally deflected away from the topic and talked about something seemingly unrelated, Japan's overfishing problem. I included a link to an article that describes this, and all the facts actually are true. I did this to lay down the framework of the conspiracy, and to take my audience from objective truth to lies. Notably, though, I did use some deception, making rhetorical choices like saying that the Japanese had decimated their seas and that they were on the brink of starvation to make the situation seem more dire than it actually was. Also, I didn't mention that the article is about the current situation rather than the historical one that I was talking about. But I gave enough in the primer that I didn't expect my audience to actually read the article. The next piece of content I had was a Wikipedia article about buffer states that, again, is entirely true. However, if the reader's paying attention, they'll notice that it doesn't really connect to what I'm talking about. Rather, it's just another piece of truth I'm feeding my audience to slowly acclimate them to the coming conspiracy. I expected my audience now to have a feeling that the Japanese and Soviet Union were facing serious problems that would require a major solution. After this article, I quietly introduced the theory in the paragraph I wrote. I made up facts, but confidently stated them to the reader. The next piece of content in my explainer was about Russo-Japanese relations. I figured that after saying Finland doesn't exist, it was smart to go straight back to truth so as not to shock my audience too much. In this section, I started asking questions of my audience, which is in the playbook of conspiracy theorists. I actually only contextualized a tiny fragment of the article, a part where the Japanese were given fishing rights around the Soviet Union in the Pacific, since it fit with this narrative that the Japanese and Soviets had a history of signing fishing agreements. I left out everything else, since it didn't directly tie into the narrative that I was attempting to build. I was hoping at this point I had given my reader just enough facts instead of just enough doubt that they would fall for what I was saying. I also started putting the word Finland in quotes to unconsciously cast doubt on the country. The next piece of content was a random webpage from Nokia talking about their presence in Asia. Again, it's all real, but I wanted to cast doubt in order to convince my reader that Nokia was set up as a means to transport fish from Finland to Japan. I continue to ask my reader questions like, why would they need 4,500 employees in a country that barely uses their products to keep casting doubt on what, in truth, is a completely legitimate company? I still have no idea if Nokia is popular in Japan, but since it isn't popular in the US, I make that assumption. I also say things like, looking at Nokia's website, it's impossible to tell what they actually do. While this is true, it just means that they have a bad website, not that they're a sham corporation designed to conceal the fact that a whole country doesn't exist. With this piece of content, I want to start to build something that's potentially believable out of the confusion that I had created. The next piece of content I had is the old Nokia logo, which hilariously turns out to be a fish. I intentionally didn't say much in the primer as I wanted to let the visual do the convincing. This is a classic type 1 error where there's absolutely no connection, but there appears to be. I intentionally didn't explain that the fish was used as the company's logo since the original location of the first factory was near a stream of salmon in it. The next piece of content I added is simply a map of the Trans-Siberian Railroad, and again, it's completely true, but I'm trying to make the point that it was constructed for the sole purpose of transporting fish to Japan. I include real facts, including that it cost $24 billion to build, while leaving out the fact that it quickly paid for itself. This piece of content is a great visual, since it looks like it goes directly from where Finland is to Japan. However, that's the distance that Russia spends, so of course it looks like that. Also, this map made a funny mistake where it says Finland is Russia, which I call out to further build my narrative. At this point, I'm assuming my reader is decently convinced, and going forward, I will include random facts that I can misconstrue to make it appear that Finland doesn't exist. So this is exactly what I did with the next piece of content, which is how many tourists visit Finland per year. The point of this was to divide that number by the world population to make it seem like almost no one goes there. I cherry-picked a site that had tourism in 2021, since not so many people were traveling from the pandemic. It serves a narrative well, since usually the number is around 10 million. And this sets up the next series of facts that I provide to attempt to make Finland look fake. The second of these facts is that the Finnish language is insanely difficult. I included a British Council article saying that the language is notoriously difficult. Then I said that the language is designed that way to keep people out of the country. I also say that Finnish has similarities to Japanese, which is completely untrue, but no one would fact-check this far into my argument. I'm intending that all of the little unrelated details come together and start to build some form of credibility to my argument. In the next section, I tackle the glaring hole of why other countries don't say something about Finland not existing. I included an article that details how Finland leads the world in five categories, then use some statistical trickery to convince my audience. I say that the odds of a country leading the world are 1 out of 195 to the fifth power, since there are 195 countries. However, there's no randomness to it. The reason that Finland leads the world is due to deliberate action by the government and not random probability. At this point, I'm basically using every tool at my disposal to make the country look fake, no matter how ridiculous it is. I can do that at this point since I've built a foundation of fact and slowly went deeper into the conspiracy. Next, to lend ethos to my argument, I included an article by The Culture Trip that talks about the conspiracy. The article describes it as a conspiracy and states that it's a meme, but since I don't intend my reader to read the article, I omit these parts. Just having an actual magazine post a story about it can make it look credible enough for my purposes. I also say in my primer that after running the article, the magazine's sales plummeted. This is completely made up, but again, no one will fact check it. I consider this to be one of the most convincing pieces of content, so I save it for last. Much like how the closer in baseball is one of the best pitchers who they put in to finish up the game. The next piece of content is pretty obviously edited map that shows Finland not being real. If I had included this first, it would have been laughed off as fake. However, since I kept it for my last, my audience is probably pretty susceptible to the insanity of my arguments at this point and won't question much. I also said it surfaced in the Edward Snowden links, which is not true, but lends some ethos as it explains the fact that the reader has never seen it before, since it's something that the government is hiding. My final piece of content is a satirical video by some Finnish YouTubers who attempted to find out the truth, in quotes. This video is obviously satire, but I say that they're investigative journalists, which might make it seem believable. I'm also heavily banking on the fact that my audience has been brainwashed enough to believe anything I say at this point. So all in all, I think I did a good job of organizing the content in a way that would convince people. A major limitation, though, is the fact that the conspiracy itself is so incredibly stupid, but I tested my curation on several people and they were decently convinced. Since the people I tested on aren't conspiracy theorists in the first place, I think the results would be even better for my target audience. This project has been a really profound learning experience for me, and it underscores the immense power wielded by content curation algorithms on platforms like YouTube and TikTok. Now, by deliberately curating content to promote the absurd notion that Finland doesn't exist, I observed firsthand how a carefully orchestrated sequence of information, blending truths with strategic falsehoods, can nudge individuals towards accepting even the most crazy ideas. The experience highlights a critical concern, which is the lack of transparency in how these algorithms work and the potential to spread misinformation. When algorithms prioritize engagement over accuracy, the line between reality and fiction blurs, creating a fertile ground for conspiracy theories to take root and flourish. This venture, while focused on a seemingly harmless conspiracy, exposes a more significant and underlying risk. The ease with which public perception can be manipulated in an era where algorithmic influence remains largely unchecked and opaque. It's a cautionary tale, and it reminds us of the ethical responsibilities inherent in managing the powerful digital tools and the urgent need for greater oversight and understanding their impact on society.